Three times George Lopez fantasized about killing Trump, attacked Trump supporters. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 7, 2020. Left-wing actor and comedian George Lopez has fantasized about killing or the death of President Donald Trump in at least two instances. The most recent being on Sunday, when the actor accepted an Iranian bounty to assassinate the president for half the price. "We'll do it for half," said Lopez in response to an $80 million bounty being crowdsourced by an Iranian eulogist. After arrest, George Lopez began trending on Twitter on Monday morning. And amid reports of the Secret Service noting that it is aware of the apparent threat, the actor has since insisted that his offer to accept the bounty was merely a joke. But Sunday's comment was not the first time Lopez had openly fantasized about killing President Trump. In 2016, Lopez tweeted a graphic illustration of drug lord El Chapo Guzman holding the president's severed head atop a pile of skulls. And when Lopez is not openly fantasizing about the assassination of Trump, he is getting into altercations with Trump supporters. Such as in November of 2018, when Lopez was charged with misdemeanor battery over an altercation with a man whose reported usage of MAGA jokes and pro-Trump comments had apparently been enough to bait the actor into conflict. As Breitbart News' John Nolte reports. According to TMZ, Lopez grabbed the back of the young man's neck, a guy who had previously asked to take a pic with the comedian. The guy japped George with a Trump joke, and then all hell broke loose as George was on his way out. As for Lopez's latest threat, the Secret Service have noted that they are aware of the actor's remarks, adding that all threats made against the president are taken seriously. "The Secret Service is aware of the post made by Mr. Lopez," said a Secret Service spokesperson in a statement. "The Secret Service takes all threats against the president and/or any of our protectees seriously. And as a matter of practice, we do not comment on matters involving protective intelligence." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo and on Instagram.